Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of Bombing with Eric Andre, the podcast where I talk with friends, comedians, musicians, and others about their worst bombing moments on stage, at life, in the club, wherever. I talked to the hilarious Nori Davis about the time he literally experienced a drive-by shooting while he was telling jokes on stage. He had to dodge bullets while doing stand-up right by Yankee Stadium. As always, please subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes every week. Rate it 5 stars. And on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive clips plus ad-free episodes weekly. Let's get into it.
Bombing. Bombing with Eric Andre.
Tell me your worst bomb that you ever...
All right, worst bomb, bro.
Give me a few, whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's a couple, man.
Worst bomb you've ever had, worst bomb you've ever seen.
We got time. Whatever. All right, so worst bomb ever, we have to be where... I don't know if you ever had this with your parents here. You're doing comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And now they want to be your agent.
My parents.
Oh, my God. Yeah, me too.
It's
so
fucking horrible.
Here we go. I bombed.
It's kind of the worst.
Oh, God.
Because then
yeah.
They're like, you're doing what? You're doing comedy?
I got a gig for you. And my son does this, so I can bring him into this. So my dad, he's a retired cop in Yonkers.
Oh, shit. So you right? get off. If you get pulled over, do you just go, my dad's a cop?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
I got
out.
The PBA card. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
Give
that.
Give me one of those cards.
Man, it's over. He retired. I can't even do it
man,
no more.
Man, he's got to know somebody.
He says, them young bucks, man, don't do nothing because they don't like me. I'm like, ah, fuck. So it's over. So now I'm a citizen. I'm a regular motherfucker.
One of those cards. I'll copy it or something. We'll go to Kinko's after this.
Yeah,
we'll
I know, man. But me too. I'm out
so that shit really
civilians.
Works.
Yeah, it works.
So you get pulled over, you're like,
yeah, my dad's a cop. They're like, oh, all right. Even New York City, they don't like up north cops. So New York City, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Then they go to their car, then they chill, then they come back and be like, all right, man, just be careful. So it's still
really?
That like, it's that gang shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yonkers. Still, you're from Yonkers.
Y.O., yeah. Up north, yeah.
DMX.
Yeah,
Bobby Shmurda.
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige is from Yonkers.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Slow Bones, man. Yeah. Okay. And rumorly.
What is Yonkers? Yonkers is like Nyack or some shit.
Definitely more south, but it's like middle America, same
Who
thing.
Who else
man.
Is there? Who else is there?
They saying Lady Gaga, the locks.
Lady Gaga?
They saying that from Central Avenue, but I
That's not
confirmed.
The real Yonkers.
But yeah, that's
the locks, okay.
Locks, yes. Styles P. Sheik Looch, Jadakiss, those
no, you're,
guys.
You're in too
Drag
deep
on,
now.
The Rough Riders.
Okay.
The whole
okay,
Rough Riders.
Okay.
Drag on all them. So, yeah, man. So that's
okay.
where I'm from. Only
okay.
comedy guy out.
Okay.
out there.
Okay.
And.
So the worst bomb.
Yes. So my dad.
ADD,
so he's
so
a cop.
You got to keep us both on track.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. I like this. I'm like this too. I'm sporadic. So my dad, right? So he has this gig at the Polar Center. It's right there. So that's where Yonkers is. It's a bunch of streets where like Polish people live here, black people live here, white people live there. Like there's literally a town called White Plains. That's where they at. And Spanish
White
people
Plains.
On South Broadway, Main Street is the Mexican people. Like everybody got their own street. So Polar Center, Polish people. But it's a motorcycle gang event. So my
Shit.
Dad's like, yeah, man, come and do stand up here. And then the guy called me like, yeah, man, what
you
do?
Your dad booked you?
Yes, my dad booked me for this shit. And this is like when I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I had to be like, wait, 2 years in the stand-up.
Yeah, you
like,
don't know any better.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know about you. I think we came up through the Bringer show aspect of, like, you know, doing Bringer shows, thinking you the shit.
Yeah.
But it's really your family in the audience that's pumping you up. You don't. So you think you're doing great, but nah, nigga. Like, you have not actually made audience people laughed.
I know where this is going. You're the Polish biker fucking...
Exact. Polish biker event. They all got their leather vests. They got their leather pants. Shit. The girls are shirtless. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, not sleeveless. Excuse me, not shirtless.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleeveless. Uh-huh. And I'm just... And I just feel the vibe. And it's just like baby boomer shit, bro. Like, nobody my age. Music was playing. What was the song? Like Electric Slide. Some song like that.
Electric
like,
Slide, okay.
Some song like that. Like a Black Family song. Like,
Cha-cha now, y'all.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But more like a family reunion song. I can't think about it, man. Fuck. Anyway, something like that. And the DJ just abruptly stops. Just stops.
I know exactly.
And then the DJ's like, all right, man, we got Nori Davis doing comedy. Come on. That's the intro. Like,
that's the intro.
Like, come on. And at this time, my material's like, yeah, college is crazy. I'm in debt. Ain't that crazy? Gas is high. Like, and these people... First of all, they drive motorcycles, and they don't even go. They went to college when the tuition was like, what, $4? You know what I mean? Like,
where they so, dropped out of
but
ninth
they're,
grade.
They're standing together like they would just finish dancing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and I'm up there, and I just see my dad in the middle just looking up at me.
Oh.
And then all the bikers just looking over their shoulder like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, no.
And I do my, like, yeah, college is crazy.
No opener, right? No, no just you. Just raw man. Into the...
Bro, no Vaseline, dog.
Vaseline.
No Vaseline, just straight. Oh my God! I mean, that's why.
How long are you? How long are you out there for?
You know how it is, man. You up there? It was probably like a minute, but it felt like 2 hours.
Like an eternity. Yeah,
it felt like 2 hours.
Yeah,
but I was really up there, probably maybe like even 3 minutes. I did the first joke, nothing. You can just hear people getting drinks all the way to the right.
Yeah,
just like, yeah, give me a drink, and then people just looking, and I'm just like, yeah, man, you know, just bring the music back. Just bring the music back. DJ, and I just walked off, and I went right to my car.
Oh no!
And I called my boy, like, yo, nigga, I just fucked a bomb, bro. He was just like, well, why the hell are you performing at the Polish Center? I don't know. My dad said to come do it. I did it, and it was probably like some deep. Inner child trauma shit where I'm thinking like, oh, if I do this, he could see, he could be proud of me.
Yeah,
or something.
No,
it's that made it worse.
Yeah, yeah, way worse.
Made it worse.
Way worse.
This
has he ever seen you done well? No, that's not the
man,
answer I wanted.
Bro, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Comic Strip Live one time.
Okay.
His lady brought him.
Okay.
And it was after like my first album recording.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That,
so
yeah.
He's asking, you got
but
to see
even
something.
That, he was just like, all right. Yeah. You know, like. Yeah. I'm here because my woman boy. It was that energy. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about this. Get a job.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh,
I think my dad saw me do well like one time towards the end. And it wasn't even like, I can't do well in front of my parents. It's too nerve-wracking. It's
Yeah. You know where they're at. You feel that energy.
Man.
And you just like, you remember, where was that you did well though?
I did okay in Miami.
Okay.
Is
that where they're living now? Or
no, my dad just passed away, but my mom. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Thanks, but my mom, yeah, she lives in Delray Beach, which is like an hour north. But
gotcha.
Yeah, he got to see me do okay once.
All right,
but
yeah.
He definitely saw me fucking stinking.
Oh God!
Did anybody throw bottles at you or anything?
Oh my God, no. Yeah, no. I had a guy throw. I had a guy put my face in a pie one time, bro.
What?
In Long Island, man.
What do you mean?
Them fucking fundraisers, like.
What do you mean?
Them firefighter fucking fundraisers, man.
What is a like, firefighter fundraiser? What do you
just
mean?
Just them getting money from the community, and they like do a comedy show. And this is again, way,
and the
way
guy
back
grabbed
the guy,
you without prompting you, or
he,
what?
He was like, after seeing the show of all the comics, he was just like, "Oh man, you know I'm funny too." I'm like, "What do you mean? How you funny?" And then he put my face in like a cream pie. Like I was just like.
Did you fight him?
I was so heated, and I remember I think the comic Maffa, Joe Maffa, something like that. He was like, he grabbed me like, "Come on, Nori, let's go." Like, and then he cleaned me up by the car. He said, "Let's get out of here."
Was a firefighter that did that to you?
Yeah, it was a firefighter.
Oh, no.
Man,
so
he
you
was
can't
drunk.
Fight
they
him
were drunk. No,
oh,
yeah,
no,
you know,
yeah, there's too many of them.
Too many, yeah. They all ganged up, and it's deep in Long Island, man.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know
my
how that?
God.
That's still that's like Trump
that
area.
That was in the middle of the show, or where?
At the end.
At the end of the set?
Yeah, you know when people think like, oh, I'm funny too. Like, we make it look like
why
it's
easy.
Why was
there a pie conveniently on the stage
it
of a
it was just like
show?
A whipped cream, like, because they had desserts and shit. They had like a whole buffet out there. Yo, Long Island.
Okay, you were doing stand up and there was a buffet of desserts in front of
on the right side.
Conveniently
yeah.
placed?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a whole fundraiser. He had it in his hand.
He went and got it, yep. And it's just like he put whipped cream in it. You know where you buy like in the supermarket just the crust?
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, it was that. And he put mad whipped cream in it. Like, it was, I remember that shit, bro.
That's
I don't even talk
you
about that.
You can't even laugh about it.
Yeah, you see a man.
You're getting me
like,
angry.
I'm like
about
reliving
it.
Like, yeah, man, I hope that motherfucker didn't make it out that firehouse. I hope it did burn him. I hope he's the one that burned. The person that left, they stumbled out, but the fire took him. And there you go. Johnny's gone, because fuck him. I remember that shit deep in Long Island, bro.
That
when
sucks.
I was doing them dumbass Long Island gigs, you know, them fundraisers where you get like 600.
I did
like,
Governors once, and it's just like to get to Long Island. I'm like the little shitty $20 I was gonna make.
Exactly.
I won't even, you know, it won't even go towards the
and
tickets
that's what
to get
my
out
issue
there.
Was my manager was from there, so he was booking me all that
shit.
And I'm thinking like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna workout material. Hell no, them people are ruthless, man. Them white people don't care, man. They don't care, bro. I was like, nah, I'm good. Never again.
Oh, fuck.
Never again. Yeah,
I've never really been
one.
Out there.
Yeah, no, there's nothing out there. Nothing
they got
out there.
Black people out there?
Mm.
They got black people. Eddie Murphy.
Roosevelt.
Flavor Flav, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, exactly, like that area. But other than that,
that's not the Hamptons, though.
It's, some shit. Yeah, then it's all the Trumpers, dog. It's all the fucking Trumpers, man. Like, fuck all them, bro. Like, because they don't care. They doing it because they bored. Like, there's nothing to do out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you're done with Bed Bath & Beyond,
nothing going on out
you
there.
Have dinner and then he's like, what are we gonna do? All right, let's get drunk and go to a comedy show and fuck they life up. I was like, yo, Eric, I'm done with that shit, bro. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre.
Yo, my last album, I had my fifth stand-up comedy album, right, called Nori. I did the kanji type on it. I recorded at New York Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you do first show, the second show, and you know a show is always worse than you're recording is that second show.
Yeah, why is that? Because you just because the energy's gone.
And when the audience is just drunker. Like you remember, you get a new audience in, and I taped on the fucking Friday like an idiot.
Like too drunk or what?
Nigga.
Wasted.
Yes, fucking wasted, bro. And like I sold half of it out, and then the other half was just people that are like, Yeah, let's just go to this club. Because I forget that New York City is still touristy.
Yeah,
and people
are
just like, those tickets are like, hey, tickets for nothing.
Right,
come in.
Right.
And I really wish I told the club, like, hey, man, if they not for my show, don't bring them in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I ain't do that. So anyway, doing the show, and I remember a group of girls pull up. And not even a bachelorette party, but just a group of girls. Mm-hmm. And they sitting on the right side. And during my whole set, Shorty in the middle was asleep.
Oh, my God.
Just sleep, just nodding off, and then she would wake back up, and then go right back to sleep. I'm like, why'd y'all bring her here? Why are y'all even here? I don't understand the public. What makes you go after a party, get drunk, and say, let's go to a fucking comedy show?
No, it's crazy. I get drunk, but I've never been so drunk that I'm like nodding up. That's like fucking crazy.
Or so
I would
drunk,
throw up before I got that drunk.
Exactly. Or I stay at the fucking bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Is a comedy club safe? Is there something about, like, it's this lounge where, like, hey, we get drinks, but we don't have, there's no pressure?
It's the way the clubs bark people in. They're looking for drunk people. And like, I guess I don't really know.
I don't know either.
Because you get, it's like, just the people, the dudes passing out flyers in Times Square that are like,
I get that.
Oh, a bachelorette party or whatever. They're like, here's $8 tickets or whatever.
But, like, people themselves, like, why the fuck? I don't know. Like, why are you doing this?
Who knows?
Anyway, but so she's nodding on and off, and she gets up, she comes back, and then, like, towards the end of my album, I'm just, like, ranting and raving with them because they just could not be quiet, and, like, and Shirley just goes, like, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Nods back off. And then towards the middle, she leaves, which is good. They get up and leave. I'm like, yeah, leave. Like, this ain't for y'all. Like, come on. I'm, like, really trying to, like, put my material down.
Yeah.
And then I get another heckler. And guess who this is?
Who?
My ex.
No.
Yep. At the time we was
taping.
At
your taping?
Taping. She got too saucy. Eric, man, I dated Pitbulls, bro. Like, I dated Pitbulls, bro. And you know, you bring them into your world and you like, you're going to be all right, right? And they like, yeah, I'll be all right. And they're like, nope. They start tearing shit up.
Oh, my. Yep. She heckled you? Did she know it was your taping?
Yeah.
Oh, she came to fuck with you.
No, well, she came to support me. And then, like, she came to support me. The first show, she was great.
She was at both shows.
Yeah, she's at both shows.
Why
but she
did
started
you bring
drinking.
Your ex?
Well, she was my girl at the time. I'm saying she's my ex now. But she was
but she was your current girlfriend.
Exactly.
And then your current girlfriend at the time was
heckling me on the second
heckling
show.
Heckling you?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Your girlfriend that you
that brought
is your ex now, but at the time was your girlfriend.
Yep.
Was heckling you.
Yep.
Got during your saving.
Got too saucy. And brought her friend in. And then I remember sitting in the top balcony just like, mm-hmm. Oh, the loud. You know you ever heard like the loud positive heckling? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, come on.
Wait
like,
a minute.
I don't need that on my.
Did that end the relationship? Is that what ended the relationship?
No.
It didn't help. It didn't help.
That had to be like maybe the second or third red flag. I'm like, this might not last long.
She's not the one.
Yeah. That was like the second or third red flag of like, all right.
That's crazy.
Look at this. But it's still, I'm not done with this. So like heckling me, the loud positive shit. And then it's over. People are leaving. And then she gets into an argument fight with the bartender about the bill.
No.
Like going, like ranting and loud, like, you know what? Like, I ain't fucking, why you think I ain't pay? You think I ain't want to fucking pay? I'm like, not at my job, shorty. Like, not at my job, please.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah. That's the girl I love. That's her. She's biting everybody in the lobby. That's my, yo, you got your pitbull, Dory? I'm gonna go get her. Yo.
Did you address it or were you just on stage just rubbing your temples?
Bro, like it was after the show. After the show was done and I get off and like saying bye to everybody, yo, we did that, no doubt. And then I just hear that commotion and my boy comes back, yo, you gotta come get your lady. Like, I said, what happened? And then I remember the bartender, because you know, we know the club, we know the bartender. Right. I remember her looking at me in the eyes like, Nora, you know this ain't me. Like,
yeah.
Like,
fuck.
Like,
what a position to be in. That sucks.
Eric, what the fuck?
A cigarette.
Yo!
Rubbing your temples, cigarette in your hand.
Because she calling her, like, because she like, she lying, act like I didn't fucking pay. I did fucking pay. It shouldn't be costing that much. And then the bartender looking at me like, Nora, she didn't, but it doesn't matter. Like, And I'm
the bartender
I'm
should have been like, hey, that's she's your girlfriend. I'll comp the drinks. You just taped your special.
But it was something. But
to alleviate it. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I don't know what to do in that situation.
Exactly. I ain't know what to do with it either. I was just like, but it was something I can't really remember right now because my brain, it loves to stuff trauma away. It's like, mm-hmm. look, man, that didn't happen. Let's keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So, I saw when that fucking the firefighter story came back up. You were like, getting re-angry, turning into a fucking Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm just like reliving it, fucking Meisner ass out here. I'm just like, man, now I'm in it. But, bro, yeah, I can't remember. But all I'm saying is, yes, it was a type of argument where I'm stuck in the middle. I don't even know what to do. Like, because if I defend the bartender, I'm going against my lady. Yeah. I'm going against my lady. No. I'm going against the venue where I fucking work at.
It's not a good position to be in.
So, and then the whole time she denies it. Like, I ain't never had, you know, I don't know why the fuck you ain't helped me, defend me, all that other bullshit. I'm like, But anyway, it's over. So, but that was wild. That was fucking, I remember that. My boy reminded me of that. I was like, damn, you're right, I buried that. I buried that shit.
Buried
I
that
remember
deep.
That.
Now it's all coming out.
With Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre.
Okay, I did see somebody bomb. Yes, bro, back in the day when I used to perform in the Bronx, and it was the old Yankee Stadium, there was a spot called the Dugout. Mm-hmm. And man, this comic went up there, and I got two stories, two separate ones. Same venue. I don't know why. I kept going back here, but yeah, I kept going back.
Yeah.
First one was the comic in front of me, like it was a Rough Riders event. Another fundraiser. Man, that's the theme of this show.
Don't do fundraisers.
And fundraisers, stop acting for stand-up. Yeah, just do karaoke or something. Yeah. Leave comics alone.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Rough Rides at night. And they had like a mini little roast thing. And a comic goes up there and he's trying to roast and they boo the shit out of him. So you see somebody getting booed, you're like, all right. And I was up next. I was like, fuck. He was like, nothing was hitting. And they was like, you know, that was a rough for all the black people, you know. They're just sitting up there, the Bronx, like judging, like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Fuck out of here. So, and I know how to attack that. It's just like, you just got to make it about them. Just talk about them.
Right.
I remember this is when their leader, I think he was in a wheelchair. I think he was like in a wheelchair at the time or something.
He got like
motorcycle
accident or something?
I don't know. I don't know the accident, but I just remember he was in a wheelchair and like, I just started roasting everybody, but playfully roasting him too.
Oh, shit.
And everybody's dying laughing and shit. And then I remember the next day my boy told me, like, yo, nah, like, he really liked you because the dudes was gonna fuck you up after, but they told him, like, nah, I like him. He's funny.
Oh,
he's funny.
Shit.
I was just like,
so
roasting
saved your life.
I was this close to getting my ass beat.
Oh shit!
By the Rough Riders.
What?
So shout out to the leader of the Rough Riders for enjoying my stand over my roasting.
Shit.
So that was the one dugout. And then the next time at the dugout, did another show, and it was okay. But then once we left, it got shot up. Somebody shot up the venue.
Oh my god!
I remember me and my boy James Goff. James Goff, the Glow. Nightmare. He calls himself the Glow. Remember him?
Remember him? Yeah. What happened to him?
Yeah, I think he's like, he performs out there in Long Island. He got his family. He chilling. But yes, man, it was me and him. And then remember we just walking out, just ducking down. Like, yo, what the fuck?
We were there.
They were shooting, but this wasn't Rough Riders. It was just like niggas just shooting, bro. It was wild. So that was like maybe one of the craziest shits I ever experienced.
Fuck that.
A drive-by shootout at the dugout in Yankee State, the old Yankee Stadium. If niggas know, they'll comment. They'll tell you that old dugout, it was live.
It was wild.
It was live. And it was one of those lounges where it's like, you know, comedy on a Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Which does not need to happen. But, you know, we down to perform anywhere, bro.
I know. What's wrong with us? We're going to get shot and killed and, to tell jokes. The silliest fucking... silliest life choice you could make.
Will somebody love us?
Will somebody
so we can
love
stop
us?
Throwing ourselves into
somebody
danger's way
fucking hug
for
already.
Affection and love. That's all it's for, bro.
Yeah, somebody give us
my
a digger. Fucking hug.
Damn.
No, what was the worst bomb you've ever seen that wasn't you bombing?
I've seen many bombs, but there's one that doesn't like particularly stand out. But when you watch it, though, I just know the feeling of just like.
You ever seen any fights at a comedy club? I mean, the shooting is probably the most high stakes.
Yeah, that shooting is wild. The shooting was fucking
that.
Wild.
I don't know why I'm trying to top that.
Yeah, no, the shooting was
homicide,
wild, bro. Yeah, and you see anybody get killed? And
what was the shooting about?
Yeah.
What was the shooting about? Do you think they were pinpoint targeting somebody?
Yeah, no, I don't know what it was about. I just know it was bullets, and you can hear it, and that shit was crazy. But, yeah, man, I wish my boy was here. I'd be like, yo, did I see a fight? I probably did. I'm telling you, man, the way my trauma works is buried.
Yeah, yeah.
And we
gotta
just go to the cemetery yard, be like, oh, it's over there.
Cemetery.
It's 21A, is that tombstone? The time that the motherfucker was fighting on stage. Somebody rushed me on stage in Pennsylvania.
Why?
And my boy was there.
What did you say?
I don't know what I said, but he rushed the stage. As you can see, that's why I'm not looking at you because I'm reliving it. I'm there.
Your eyes are rolling in the back.
Yeah,
of your
like, oh shit, here we go. it was a show in the back of a hotel, a banquet. Boom, banquet hall. Probably Comedy Works, something like that. One of them fuck, you know, them janky ass Comedy Works where they do hotel and the banquet.
Yeah.
But it's like it's the Holiday Inn. Right. Anyway, so I'm on stage and. I'm doing like my race material, there's grumblings, and this dude rushes the stage.
Oh, he's offended.
Yeah, but no, what happened was one of the fucking audience members put his phone by my stool as a prank. And so he went up there to go get it, and I was just like, what the fuck? Then my boy rushed to save me to be like, yo, what the fuck? And he was like, no, I'm just trying to get my phone.
Oh, I thought he rushed you. He
walked up faster. And I was the fuck is this? Like, I've never had that before. Like, the hell you coming up here? This is before the whole, like, you know, Chappelle and everybody, like, rushing, beat everybody getting their ass beat or somebody coming to beat your ass.
Right.
So this was, like, shocking to me. And my boy pulled up, and he big Jamaican dude, but, you know, he's a teddy bear like me. We were like, yo, we all about the love, man.
But he
did look intimidated, which is good. that made all the white people like, oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on,
I don't
hold
get
on.
What this prank was. Like, somebody stole the phone. How did you somebody not notice stole, them
yeah.
putting a phone next to you?
Because he kept pointing like, no, I'm just here for my phone. My boy was holding the bat. Like, what the fuck you doing? He's like, no, my phone. And then his boy was in the bed like, look, I put his phone up there. And then I saw it was under the stool, like under one of the legs. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking flip phone. And he was going for that shit. I was like, the fuck was this about?
In the middle of your set.
And I'm just like, let's go. In the middle of my set.
No, he had no awareness of
you know, we're just
situation.
Trying to create jokes. We're trying to create a theme. We're trying to live our dreams on Eric. And people don't care.
Yeah,
man.
Nobody gives a shit
nobody
about your
cares.
Dreams.
They don't give a fuck.
No one gives a fuck
yeah,
about
they
your dreams.
They live in the fucking sticks of Pennsylvania. And they ran. There's no movies. There's no TV.
There's nothing going on.
They don't
out
even
there.
Know how to use their Netflix.
Why did people move out there? What is out there?
I mean, that's when the rent was low, I guess. I mean, yeah, baby boomers, so. They got all the land when it was $4.
Yeah, yeah.
They bought it all up.
They bought
it. And they made their own deeds. This is mine.
Yeah,
that's it. And now we can't afford shit. You feel me?
Yeah,
so
shit.
That's why they live out there. And then they have kids. And now their kids are like, I'm at NYU. I'm a New Yorker. It's like, yeah, but your parents in them sticks, man.
Yeah.
And they're going to shows. And they hate everything. Go get your fucking dad. And go get your fucking mom. Oh, God. I know all the stories where I bombed. I don't know what other motherfuckers bombed.
I mean, this is like the most action-packed episode we have.
Oh, dope. Yeah, dope. Because I got more. let me see. What's my final finale? In closing, oh, yeah, I remember when this comedian, I bombed at a black show. And this was the black show where they had it at one of those, like it's a nightclub. I don't know why we do this. It's at a nightclub and on a Thursday, like, yeah, we'll do Def Jam Night or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rob Stapleton was hosting. I remember that. My boy from Atlanta was visiting me. He's like one of my best friends. He's visiting me. And I'm there. Black room. Rob Stapleton has a busting. And again, I'm still young in the game at this time, so I get nervous. And when you get nervous, that's when your brain starts like, you don't need this joke. Let's erase everything. Let's erase a couple words.
Start second guessing.
Erase a couple of this.
Yep.
And then so you're like, wait, what is that joke? So I remember he brought me up, all right, get off of Norrie Davis. And I'm up there like, and I just see everybody just looking at me. And I just felt that heat. Like, what you gonna say? Like, what's up? Like that aggression. And man, my brain was like, yeah, I don't got it. I don't know. And
Mine went blank. Yeah.
Blank.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have, and you feel the time and standard where it's just like, you better hurry up. Especially the black girl, it's like, you better hurry up.
Yeah, they paid their money. They paid the babysitter.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hurry up.
They got
up.
The outfit on.
And man, I remember just
they
saying.
They want results.
Yeah, they want
results.
Now.
They want results.
You wasting my motherfucking time, bro. Let's go. Right now. You should have been Steve Harvey. Right now. You ain't Martin. Right now. No, I gotta figure it out. Ain't got no time for no goddamn lessons, nigga. You should be Steve Harvey right now. Wait a minute. I got the build to that. So I just remember just stuttering, saying, gas, gas.
Oh, no.
Gas is high.
Oh, no.
Yeah, gas is real high. Because you know the gas, because it's high. And the gas is high.
Oh, my God.
And you know that. And you just hear people like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking? Yeah, because, you know, when I went to college, a lot of debt. A lot of debt.
Your mouth is throat's closing
just
up.
Silence. People think booing and heckling is the worst. It's that silence
is the worst.
It's so loud, Eric.
Yeah.
I even hear it right now. I even feel it right now. You just feel that shit like it's your chest just in caves in. It's just silence.
That's
like,
a nightmare.
And you hear nothing. Even the fucking bartender stops. Like the ice machine stops. Everything stops.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I said like gas yes, in college. College, crazy. And I said, all right, man, I'm Norrie Davis. And nobody claps. Like, yeah. And then Rob Stapleton gets on and be like, man, where the hell that gas joke go? I hated him.
He's trying to like save the room from the like everything collapsing.
Why he have to like?
Yeah, I did a Wendy Williams show back in the day.
Chop the head off, like it's already like the sores through the neck, right?
I know.
But did you have to like?
I know. It's a
and then I guess that's part of the culture of stand-up. It just feels like, hey, I gotta use you to bring this back up.
Yeah.
Because you fucked up.
Yeah.
We all felt that. So here go. Shing! Straight Game of Thrones, bro. Straight Red Wedding.
I did Wendy Williams show at the Laugh Factory back in the day. Capone was hosting. I bombed harder than I ever had in my entire
there
life.
You go.
And then Capone spent like the next 20 minutes making fun of my 3 minutes.
See what I'm saying?
And the crowd was like, yeah!
Kill him! Bring him back out so we can laugh at him. And it's like, no. Guys, I'm trying, please.
Oh my God.
So
I still remember it. It's still in my ribs.
That's why I ended as the last.
Still in my body.
Yes. That's why I'm reliving it now. Like,
that's horrible.
I think I recently forgave Rob Stapleton for that, but I hated that nigga forever. You didn't have to do that, brother.
No, he kicked you while you were down.
I wouldn't do it.
Kicked you while you were down.
Just threw me to the lions.
Threw you to the fucking
for
lions.
For himself look like.
Yeah, shit. That's the way it goes. Thank you, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Thank you, man.
Much
love, man.
Yes, sir.
You know it.
Yes, sir. Bobby.
with Eric Andre.
Bombing with Eric Andre is brought to you by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast. Executive produced by Han Sani, Olivia Aguilar, edited and sound designed by Andy Harris, and our art is by Dylan Vanderberg. If you want to confess to your own bombing moments or give us a shout out, go rate us 5 stars and drop a review on your podcast app of choice. Write about your own stories of bombing at life. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive bonus content with every episode and listen to all my episodes ad-free. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.